I think I heard of that. It's called The Radio.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi, or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. This amazingly warm string of late March days will continue. In fact, tomorrow we have a chance of breaking a 110-year-old record. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine again. We'll flirt with 90 degrees. The record is 89 from 1910. Saturday, I think our high temperature will be around 87. That would tie the record for that day. And then there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. That'll take the temperatures down a few degrees on Sunday. Sunday's high in the 70s. The pollen count is as high as it possibly can get. It's in the very high range through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is a story about MAGA hats and snowflakes. Coronavirus killed the money they make. The snowflake says Trump's not my president, but he'll gladly cash that check to Trump sends. The MAGA hat hates socialism, but his paycheck he's missing. He puts his hands out when the government's giving. They'll both take the money from Trump. They'll both take the money from Trump. Both sides come together as one. Agree when they're low on funds. They'll both take the money from Trump.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The governor's going to speak at 4 this afternoon.
Show us ball.
Well, that might be a bit of a problem. We'll carry that.
And here they are.
Rosie Brock, Terry Adams, and Mr. Greg Bedell. Jebra.
Please clap.
And how's everybody?
Great. How about you?
I got a happy stomach.
Good.
We are doing our best here to help all the small businesses keep going. And the thing that is frosting my
pajamas.
Fill in the blank. Right now it'll be pajamas. It could be something else later, depending on how animated I get. Anyway, Donnie Turner from Montgomery Paint and Body had told me about a place called the El Paso Chili Company. It's a
best cheeseburgers in town.
He took the words right out of my mouth. Donnie wanted me to try and brought over a cheeseburger that was like, oh, man, one of the best I have ever had. It's in the top three, easily. And I got to tell you, they're open from 11 to 2 at the Lagoon Park Shopping Center. Not far from you, right?
Right across the street.
Right across the street. From Adams Motorsports, where the much beloved and glorious. And they got like all you can eat spaghetti on Fridays. They cater parties. And I'm seeing some stuff on the menu here that I will be very eager to try.
Well, we've been eating there forever. It's just great.
It is. God, if that cheeseburger was the preview, then bring on the coming attractions.
The chili. The chili's to
yes.
die for.
I have some of that.
It's good.
That'll be breakfast for tomorrow's
there
morning show. And, of course, last night I did the Wednesday night thing at Baumhauer's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so weird to pull up and see, you know, they got a tent out in front to help facilitate the takeout. Their food is packed and travels well. But I can't wait to get back to normal.
I know.
And I think we need to get back to normal sooner than even Easter in some places.
I agree. The Democrats don't want to see that,
of course.
And they're attacking Trump for his hope, you know, because they don't want
Can't
us to have
that.
Any hope.
Can't have that.
It makes me sick, and it makes me mad as hell, Greg.
And it must piss them off no end. The Dow finished up 1,300 points. That's three straight days now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at 19-something. It's up to 22.5.
And that's because of Trump's hope.
Yeah.
There's
but what are the Democrats doing while people are waiting, praying for a check that they were told they would get immediately? Nancy Pelosi is loading up a bill with more bullshit than you can show.
Oh, it's got digital currency in it. It's got all the nasty stuff in it.
300 million, not a misprint, for the endowment for the arts, and 300 million for the endowments of the humanities, and 200 million to Safe Schools Emergency Response to Violence Program. Are we getting any of that here? Because it doesn't seem to be pretty, you know, very effective.
We can bail out the Postal Service, too.
Half a billion to museums and libraries.
Mm-hmm.
$7.5 million to the Smithsonian for additional salaries. This was supposed to be about the American people and their businesses so people could keep them running. This is the biggest FU to the American people, and they've done it so many times historically, the biggest FU to the American people that I have ever seen. This is disgusting, despicable. And where do they come up with these numbers? I think they pull them out of Nancy Pelosi's
rectum.
And just arbitrarily, they're all rounded off, too. They obviously went to great lengths to get very specific $300 billion for migrant and refugee assistance. How about we use that money to buy them plane tickets and deport them if they're not here legally? Bye-bye.
To build the wall.
There you go.
It's just disgusting. And has it passed? Is it finally, did they finally?
No, they're supposed to vote on it either this afternoon or tonight in the House of Representatives. Senate has passed it.
Well, there's a lot of, and this is the party that's always patting themselves on the back because we care about the people.
Yeah, right.
And the Republicans only care about big business. It's beyond contempt. It's beyond contemplation. It just is. Because I'm going to share a piece from American Thinker here. And what we're in danger of here is an overreaction that brings on a crisis worse than the virus. Mm-hmm. And I got this from American Thinker. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Our economy is like a patient with an acute blood clot blocking significant blood supply to the brain. Every passing moment, irreparable damage is caused. Rapid medical treatment is available to dissolve the clot and allow blood to return to normal levels in the brain. The sooner the patient gets treatment, the less brain damage will be sustained. The clot in our economy is the drastic reduction in commerce we are self-imposing right now with this quarantine effort. Treatment for the clot is everyone going back to work and business operating as usual. If we instead choose to let the clot stay in place, we are going to see irreparable and lasting damage to the economy that will prove to be much worse than this virus. Case in point, calls to suicide hotlines across America have been overwhelming. The virus remains a real threat, but this is how we should pivot and take it seriously. If you own a business, keep it open. If you have a job, go do it. If you can do equivalent work from home, continue doing it. If you are in management or in a decision-making role, influence your organization and resume normal operation. At the same time, we need to influence our government and media to change the instructions they're communicating to the public. The message needs to change from everyone stay home to stay home only if you are sick or suspect you may be getting sick or if you have a compromised immune system. Actions our government should take in addition to encouraging people to do normal work are advise, allow all businesses and organizations and industries to resume normal operations, create and publish a list of health factors that would define somebody as high risk for the virus, and advise only the high-risk individuals and their caregivers to remain in quarantine. We all need to take courage and pull our collective heads out of the sand. Just because the ostrich thinks his predator goes away when he sticks his head in the sand doesn't make it go away. The virus will still be here no matter how long we quarantine. Prudent measures to prevent contracting the virus, like hand washing, not touching faces, not touching other people, should and can still be accomplished as we return to work. Western civilization has saved the world more than once in the last century, and we can lead the way again, but it might take just a little courage. We're Americans, and we don't just blindly follow the government. We use critical thinking and keep our government in check. We do the right thing, even if it goes against what the television is telling us. Together, we can thread the needle of taking the most prudent medical actions while at the same time taking the most prudent economic actions to preserve the lives of those truly at risk and prevent the impending disaster to our economy. Because even after they pass that bill, that is still there, that potential for disaster, long-lasting disaster is still there. Our boss put a memo out, says if you have any symptoms of sickness, stay home. Otherwise, respect the protocols, and he listed all the, things that have been handed down by the CDC and stuff. And, God, I may never get a cold again with Rosie because no germ gets past Rosie Brock. You can count on that.
Here to serve.
Yeah. And so we have not had anybody get sick in the building for any reason. Let me tell you something. Radio stations are just like daycare centers. When a kid comes in with a thing, all the kids get it. That's been happening routinely in our lives since day one. And none of this is going to save any. All right, so the death toll nationally on this, and this is not to make light of anybody losing their life, but I'm going to reference another, and this is one of the panic pushers at the very beginning of this, so he deserves a good bitch slap. 1,000 people, I guess, have succumbed to COVID-19, 29,000 more, and it'll equal the flu that we just went through, that my daughter had. The flu that killed a good friend of mine back in January, right after the first of the year. That flu. And at some level, Terry, I think, and look at the states that are really pushing the lockdowns. It's the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
When they say if more than 10 people gather in a church, it's a crime,
mm-hmm.
punishable by 12 months. No, that strikes me as rather unconstitutional.
Uh-huh. Big time.
We are not coming out of a nuclear attack. We are coming out from an attack of misinformation and fear-mongering by our despicable media.
Exactly.
And I think Trump said the one word that everybody was longing to hear. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Easter. Oh, and you could tell he said the right thing by the way the media reacted.
Oh, they freaked out.
Oh, you're going to kill people.
That's a Christian word. You can't say that.
Well, it's just even stating a goal. Because nobody knows better than him, with his fundamental mastery of economics, that...
Happy hour.
Oh, here's a good blog called The Pelosi Virus.
She makes me sick.
Today is her 80th birthday, and...
Kim?
80 is enough. Be a good TV show. 80 is enough.
It would be.
I put that on Facebook this morning,
like that.
Actually.
That's funny.
I'm calling it that word with all this crap. And I think from what I heard from other sources today, the American people are melting down the phones in D.C. with outrage that they're playing this freaking game. It is Thursday. This thing could have been done Monday.
Yes.
A clean...
And should have been.
You eliminate all the crap that they tried to ram through so they could take care of their donors and boners and all the rest. This would have been done, and they would have been in the process of cutting those checks. And now they're going to vote on it tomorrow? Take your time! You're still getting paid, bitch!
Exactly.
Take all the time you need! Go make another round trip in your private 757. Never has a midterm election done more damage to this country than the one in 2018, because it's not just this bullshit, it's impeachment, and it's Russia, 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 and all these hoaxes, one after the other, and the president raped this one, and they keep throwing more crap against the wall than we can even keep up with here.
Exactly.
We must remember in November, they need to be punished. And I mean punished hard, because that what they're doing right now is beyond contempt. We've got time for a call. Kim?
Yes, I just want to make two quick points. One of the things that the Democrats are pushing is it comes out to, for every member of Congress, over $46,000 so they can work from home. Okay?
Wow.
Swell.
And that's cash money just given to them, just, you know, for their people on their staff and them, so they can work from home. I work in a company out of Boston, and we've been working from home for 3 weeks, and it hasn't cost us anything. You know, we have our computers.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how many people have been able to do that?
Yeah, it's amazing. And the second thing is that someone in one of the political groups I'm in, who is very liberal, said, you know, that God was punishing Trump by sending this virus. And I said, so I replied, well, if he's punishing Trump, how come it's mostly concentrated in liberal Democratic states?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know,
yeah, and
I'm just wondering.
And I am
just
hoping
craziness.
Our government, our governor does not bend to media pressure
right,
and startle
right.
down here.
And the last thing that I did get an article today, because I do keep up with it, because I have a team of 300 people who travel the country all the time, and we're grounded. But the guy who did the model for the virus and how it's going to spread and all, did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, good deal.
All right,
perfect. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, the model that's been used for much of this battening down and closing has been off by a zillion miles. The guy in the UK, let me see, I got to find this. Epidemic in UK to peak and subside in 2-3 weeks. He initially predicted the 2 million U.S. citizens would die from coronavirus deaths.
Missed it a little bit.
In a stunning reversal. And this is what happens when somebody has a fancy title and you just throw them on the air. British epidemiologist Neil Ferguson published a viral study predicting several million people would die from the coronavirus, but is now making a stunning reversal. He had warned of 500,000 deaths in the UK. It'll probably kill under 20,000. Many of them because they were already old or in a weakened condition. And this is what the media, they look for the next person with a deranged look in their eye and the worst case scenario because it makes news. Mm-hmm. And these people need to be held accountable, too. These people are just being held up. Oh, he's a scientist. He must know what he's talking. Yeah. There have been a lot of crackpots in science. Honest to God. 3:22. Guess who's first up on the board this afternoon? You. The much beloved and glorious. You're open, right?
Yeah, of course. We've remained open, actually selling a lot of product.
Good.
You know, we sell something that lets you get away from all this mess. If you're tired of listening to this, you're tired of all this fear-mongering, because listen, let me tell you what the bottom line is. A scared populace is easier to deceive. That's the bottom line. The media has been weaponized. They're trying to make you scared to death. Now, of course you should take precautions, but this isn't the end of the world. I mean, come on. So we sell stuff that'll get you away. I mean, that's it. So we've been selling a lot of motorcycles, a lot of side-by-sides. We sell the Polaris side-by-sides, the performance model called the Razor, or the work model called the Ranger. We sell those guys. We sell, of course, the original side-by-side, the Kawasaki Mule. They started all this back in the 70s. We sell those guys. Of course, we have the Kawasaki jet ski. We have the Suzuki motorcycles, ATVs. You know, we have all the fun stuff. We have the Kemco scooters. We have the little Z125 Kawasaki that gets 135 miles a gallon, which is unreal. The Kemco scooters that get over 100 miles a gallon. We have everything. Right now, we have everything on sale. The manufacturers have really stepped up with huge rebates, special low interest rates. The cool thing is when they set up these finance programs, they can buy down the lending criteria, which what that means to you is even if you don't have perfect credit, you can still get financed. We can get you on a machine of your choice, and you can still have a blast because you never see a motorcycle outside of a psychiatrist's office. It's therapy. It's wonderful, folks. Try it.
If Nancy Pelosi keeps pulling this stuff, you may see a talk show host in front of a psychiatrist. Adams Motorsports, easy to find right across from El Paso, Chile, at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And you can get your credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com. Visit the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime today. Please. East.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, a friend of mine lives up in Jackson County, Alabama, and I asked them about the person who died, the first person in Alabama to die. Mm. And, of course, you know how small towns are. That person was already sick and dying from other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, there are and that's unfortunate, but that's, so many times, that's the story, man. You, if you're real sick with something and you get a coronavirus, then, you know, you're probably not going to make it.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I mean, it's at the end. That's why there's a way for us to get back to work and shelter the people that are at risk, or anybody that, you know, the bosses, for example, can lower the standard. If you're not feeling the least, you know, 100%, stay home.
Absolutely. That's what they told us.
Because guess what? The next poverty we'll have is, or pandemic we'll have, is poverty, depression, and suicide.
No, we don't need that.
No.
We don't need that.
No.
We can't have it if we listen to your show.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. We're the beacon of hope at 93.1 FM on your dial. Thanks, East.
Yes, and I think it gives people a sense of purpose to be out there doing things that are helping other people. You know, when you're sitting at home and you're not able to, some people can't work from home. When you're sitting at home and all you're thinking about are the circumstances and what's going on in the world, is a very different scenario from getting out and doing whatever you do, whether it's, you know, what East does, whether it's what we do, whether it's what Terry does. You're helping people, you know, attain something that they want, or providing them a service.
And we have to get back to work, folks, because yes, this stimulus is for 1 month, for April. And the danger is a second one with even more crap from Pelosi will bankrupt the country. We cannot continue to do this until we have one case left in America. We'll be right back.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Let's go.
And here, wearing his bikini and his flip-flops.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Is our friend Crawdad.
Nah, don't talk about me in my bikini. That's embarrassing.
Well.
It is pink polka-dotted, though.
TMI, baby.
Like I said.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Uh-huh. Well, there's one lady that thinks it's cute.
With tassels, even.
Big time TMI.
Oh, man, today there was no cloud. It was totally, well, it still is, just this azure blue from one side to the other.
Beautiful.
And I went outside, and I exposed myself to that radiation, that UV, for a moment or two, and it was feeling like it was burning. Of course, now, my medications that I take make me photos, or whatever they call mm-hmm. that, sensitive, mm-hmm. so I can't stay out there much, but I wanted to tell folks, get outside, get on the Ski-Doo, get on the water. That is, you can't do better than to bolster your own immune system with good sunshine and make that vitamin D3 in your body. There's a conversion process where the D that you get from your food is converted two steps through your body,
mm-hmm.
and that really. Immune system really gets jump started with that, and you don't want the regular flu, much less this stupid COVID. What do you call it? Corona.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want to get sick for any of that mess. And
amen.
Anyways, I just wanted to give y'all a shout out that I sure wish Terry. I wish I could get on a Ski-Doo. I'd do anything in the world. Come out there and. Buy one from you and get out there on the water. I know that's a lot of fun. And if y'all are listening and thinking about it, stop thinking about it and go do it while you can.
I got another great example of that coming up. Crawdad, thank you so much for the call. Let's get Jim on before the next break.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I got a few thoughts. You know, this is just speculation, but I wonder if we had a president in the office that had a D after their name, we'd be going through this.
Good question.
Well, it would be worse because they would have used it as an absolute seizure of power.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
You're hearing reports. You got to watch this, especially with celebrities and stuff that are supposedly contractors or people that are dying. You'll see that, and you see this on the liberal media, died from complications of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. They didn't die. They didn't die from coronavirus.
No.
They died because they had
pre-existing
all kind of health. But they put it out there, and people see that, mm-hmm. and that's the first thing they think. It's killing everybody.
The greatest friend of the Democratic Party is the uninformed, ignorant citizen who thinks that MSNBC or CNN is news. It is not.
No.
That's why I don't listen to that crap. I listen to 93.1 to get the facts.
We appreciate that, Jim. We got to take a break now.
Thanks,
Sam. Get our first traffic report on the air. And I got a great story to tell you when we come back from this break. First, let's visit Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got a lot of congestion on the boulevard this afternoon, seeing a lot of backup at most of the major intersections. And again this afternoon, we're seeing a big backup and slow traffic from I-65 up the West-South Boulevard to about Court Street. We're not sure what's going on there. They haven't reported any accidents, but we got somebody checking on it. We'll let you know here in upcoming reports. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Overall, we're looking really good this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhartToyota.com for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. As of this afternoon, there are 472 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama and one death of a Jackson County resident, with more than 4,000 tested. And an urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. Authorities say 4-year-old Evelyn Davy Sides was last seen walking with a red dog in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 in Auburn yesterday afternoon. Evelyn has red hair and green eyes with red mark on her nose. She was last seen wearing a short-sleeved floral dress. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office at 334-737-7131. Two men are behind bars after leading police on a multi-county chase this morning. Wetumpka police attempted to stop a vehicle when the tags showed the vehicle owner had felony warrants. The chase started on Highway 14 in Elmore before the vehicle wrecked near Capitol Parkway and Madison Avenue in Montgomery. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This amazingly warm string of late March days will continue. In fact, tomorrow we have a chance of breaking a 110-year-old record. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine again. We'll flirt with 90 degrees. The record is 89 from 1910. Saturday, I think our high temperature will be around 87. That would tie the record for that day. And then there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. That'll take the temperatures down a few degrees on Sunday. Sunday's high in the 70s. The pollen count is as high as it possibly can get. It's in the very high range through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Terry, you're going to like this one.
Face. Jim Morrison's turning over in his grave.
Where is that disinfectant spray? I hope this blows over by May. Where is that disinfectant spray? I'm gonna love you when the virus is contained. I don't wanna shove you, so keep to y'all.
All right, it is 3:39 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to pay special tribute to a listener today, because what have we been talking about all week? Well, Nancy Pelosi has been diddling in D.C. waiting to get relief out to people who've been laid off and lost work. So many great businesses here in town are open. We are in a war to save the American economy. Got to do it. We just have to do it. And there are people who can, who are on the front lines, who are still working and making a living, who are patronizing our restaurants. I mentioned El Paso Chili Company. Guess who I saw at Baumhauer's last night?
Who?
Rosie.
Me.
I didn't even know she was going.
Yeah.
I thought I was seeing things. And right up the street here, Seafood Bistro. Rich went over there yesterday and got himself a lunch. I still can't believe he was able to get all of that, because Rich is not an enormous person, but he did.
Yeah, I ordered from Chappie's Tuesday night, too. You know, do everything you can.
This is how we buy war bonds. This is how we do everything we can to keep the economy going. But today I got a message that maybe more than any other lifted my heart, from Kathy T. And she sent me a Facebook message. I'm at Jack Ingram buying a used car, a signature used car, 2019 Chevy Cruze LS, only 25,000 miles, and it has backup camera and is in excellent condition. Of course, that's what they sell, cars in excellent condition. And Tip Thames was able to cut the price. She sent me the sticker on the vehicle. He was able to cut the price by an extra $500.
Sweet.
And she sent me, she's so excited about this car, she sent me five different pictures of it.
Cockle warming.
You know, that just made my day, because everybody is being COVID compliant. Everybody is sanitizing and resanitizing and observing the protocols suggested. But they've got to keep their doors open, and we've got to keep patronizing. And those of you who have a vested interest, our station's at stake here as well. You know, we all have a vested interest in doing what we can. She needed a car, and she went to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And I don't know that I've ever gotten a happier note in my life from a listener. Mm-hmm. And, hey, if Tip will knock an extra $500 off the price that is listed, you might want to ask about that. I don't know that they can do that on every single model, but he did it for her, and she got a car that she is absolutely thrilled with. Three things she knows. One, the vehicle history is excellent. It's not been any wrecks or rebuilds. Two, the interior, clean and pristine. And most importantly, the engine under the hood has been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics. So they don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. So Tip Thames, team in the loan department there, led by Greg, with over 20 programs. If credit has made you feel trapped in a vehicle, why bother? No, you need to get over there and talk to them, because not only can they more than likely get you done on a deal, that's one of the fastest ways to restore a broken credit score. That's how I did it. So when you have a chance, go to jackingram.com, browse. Hey, if you always wanted to own a Beamer, they have one of those in the category of cars under 10,000. Low mileage. This Beamer was babied. Getting a lot of alliteration in this message. It's a babied Beamer. And others have found their definition of luxury there, too. Practical transportation, a couple of choices available under 5,000, Ford Focus and a Volvo. So thank you, Kathy. God bless you. And anybody else that's thinking about getting another set of wheels for the family, you got a new driver, stop and see them. I find it hard to believe they can't come up with something that will work for you, the kind of vehicle you want, and your budget. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. And Kathy, this one is for you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner. winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hello. You know my voice, don't you? Well, just this once, let me tell you something without you asking me first. Now you can complete the census online. Just go to 2020census.gov. The census cannot share your response. More importantly, you can help inform how billions in funding will be spent each year on things in your community. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Talk of resuming the draft, including women. Commentary from Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls. Side up. We're getting equal rights. We're signing up to fight. They're drafting women now. Not just for the boys. We already joined. We've been the boots on the ground. Give us a mission. Combat positions. Put us on the front lines. If you close the pay gap, we'll sign up for the draft. You know that it's about time. The great thing about drafting women is that we're willing to stand up and serve our country. Oh, 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 the Army and Navy have thousands of ladies, our world's tough girls. Oh, 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 with equal rights, we'll go the extra mile. Oh, 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 we're seeing action, patriot passion, fighting in wars with the Air Force. Oh, 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 preserving our freedoms, protecting you and me. Man, they're drafting the women.
I got news for you. You put Rosie on the front line and a few other women I know, you're screwed if you mess with America.
Amen.
That's my advice to those who would do us harm. 348, you were talking a few minutes ago about an article on Amazon, or about Amazon.
Yeah, 10 of their warehouses have been shut down because some employees tested positive for the virus. That was one of the go-to places. They were still delivering stuff. A lot of people were ordering toilet paper, stuff they couldn't get locally.
Yeah. So that's certainly a concern.
Yeah.
Let's hope they get that under control quickly. Now, the governor, Governor Ivey, is supposed to have a press conference at 4 o'clock.
Governor Ivey.
And I'm worried because the rate of this virus in Alabama is relatively low. But the pressure from the media, which is predominantly left, you got to do something. And I think the pressure on her to do something drastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating openly here. I just hope it doesn't come to that.
I think this one is basically concerning the school system, mm-hmm. because the superintendent of education and the health officer are involved. And they said that they were going to make a decision before the April 6th date rolled around. So this would be the time that decision would be made.
That makes sense.
Mnuchin said that checks will be in bank accounts within 3 weeks. My only comment is, swell, we could have cut that to 2 weeks if they had just passed a relief bill last weekend and kept it at a relief bill and not played this mind-boggling game with pork.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi is the biggest pork puller I've ever seen in my life. The stuff that has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with helping people in crisis. where is that? Is that document three here? I'll give you a few more of the little items that she wanted in. $95 million for the Agency of International Development.
Great.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, me too.
$3 billion to upgrade the IT department at the VA? $3 billion?
That's kind of...
Hey, Alan Harbin will do it for a lot less. Just hire his company. He'll get you all straightened out. And on it goes. And, you know, in my heart, I know that the vast majority of these add-ons that she is holding America hostage with are going to be nothing more than return favors to donors and, you know, her special people. And that's sickening. Is this Tammy or Tommy?
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy. Hey, Greg.
How you doing, Tammy?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
You sound pretty good. You do. Hey, if they did do essential businesses, radio is an essential business, correct?
Yes.
We think so.
I think so, too. So y'all need a waiver.
We have that already.
Do you have to apply for it?
I don't know.
Surely
somebody,
we're an essential business.
Somebody... I think all of my sponsors are essential businesses. Because Tammy's with Prattville Farm Center.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who did it within the company, but they used our horrible company photos and had IDs produced, and you have to carry a letter. Roz got one, so Costco has been deemed an essential business.
Hmm. Really? So you got to have your papers on you.
Oh, kind of.
I'm amazed left is not raising heck about that.
Oh, they love this. They love the control. You know, this
No, I'm talking about you got to have papers on you, but yet the illegals don't.
No. Unless something's changed, they'll probably get let go. The people that will get punished are American citizens, especially that 11th person that goes to a church in Virginia and breaks that governor's fascist rule.
Mm-hmm. We'll make examples of them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that y'all were an essential business because we need y'all.
And we think you're an essential business. And Prattville Farm Center, by the way, is delivering. They're doing everything they can to accommodate their customers. 356.
We're not closing.
356-5400 is the number. Good.
Be patient with us. We may be a little short-staffed, but nobody's got it. But just be patient. We're busy.
Cool.
I'm sure our listeners are good people. They'll be very understanding.
They are very good. And I called Joey. They were doing shout-outs the other day on Joey's business. And I called, and I wanted to shout out to the customers because they continue to come to the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And without them continuing to do that, there would be no small business.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So the people out there are the ones who really need the pat on the back.
And, you know, there's so many people that care. I know you guys certainly do. It was Donnie Turner from Montgomery Paint and Body that mentioned El Paso Chili, and I didn't know that you knew about him, Terry, but said, hey, man, they're struggling. And today I got to try their food, and my only regret is that I didn't try their food 5 years ago if they were open that long ago. It's really, really good.
Exactly. Well, so, hopefully all of this it'll bounce back.
Stay optimistic. We got to stay optimistic.
But I will say this. I think that America will be better for it because now people are stepping up, paying salaries of people who are at arenas that can afford it, churches, individuals, and I think America will come out of this a lot better than it went into it.
And hopefully a lot wiser. A lot wiser. Because as one of our listeners pointed out, look at the states where the draconian measures are being taken. Overcrowded areas with huge homeless populations, poor sanitation.
And you don't hear much about the protection of the homeless either.
No.
So, all right. Well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And say hi to Randy for me. It is 3:55.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident. This one's on Taylor Road right near the Jacks, right across from Auburn University at Montgomery. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. It's just a minor crash. Around the boulevard this afternoon, we have got a little bit of congestion at all of the major intersections. West South Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street, construction work going on there. One-lane traffic if you're traveling westbound, more of a nuisance than anything else, but be advised that's a bit of a slowdown there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pets safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They let Joe Biden in front of a camera again.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try and play this. Listeners, right now we just aren't able to go out and buy that new computer we need here in the studio, so it's kind of a trial and error system. Hopefully that day will come sooner than later, but this is Biden today. Come on, you can play. It's okay.
And what we have done is the reason why most of the world has repaired to us, particularly after World War II, is because of who we are as a nation. We, the people, we hold these truths, etc. Sounds corny, but it's real. And that's why, that's why the vast majority of the nations have followed us.
Yeah, he was a college professor, yeah.
In Pennsylvania, uh-huh. Even though he never was.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's invented some mighty interesting...
He's losing it big time.
And again, I'm not playing that to mock the man because I think he's got dementia.
He does.
When you do, somebody should be caring enough about him to...
And we want to let this man hold the buttons to the nukes. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I can just see Joe wandering into the Oval Office one day saying, "What does this one do?"
Exactly. Lafayette,
oh, well.
Yeah, so much. Huh?
We'll just pass another big stimulus and rebuild, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know how that works. And again, more encouraging news. The Dow finished up 1,352 points. It is literally close to being out of bear market territory, which is good. Let's hope that trend holds.
I think it's feeding off Trump's positivity.
Yeah.
I really do.
And the media hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me take you away from all this. Terry can take you away from all of this in one regard, certainly with all the fun they sell at Adams Motorsports, but a place you can drive to that's about 20 minutes plus, give or take, east of Montgomery on Vaughan Road, turns into 110, mm-hmm. called Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. This is a new revelation, and what they sell there are plants. It's a cash and check business. I should let you know that up front. But the value, they have macho ferns. I did not know that ferns, there was such a thing as a macho fern.
I learned
that on their Facebook page today. They're just $13. They're huge. They're enormous. They've got geraniums. They're about three times the size of what you'll see at, like, maybe one of the places on the boulevard. And those are $13.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, we've sampled some of the product. They have pallets. Man, they keep adding so much stuff. I'm trying to keep